The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station. ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. 7 o'clock. John and Lance along with Dell till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. We head you into Charlie Polillo every day. And we found out that there's a college basketball season. It started last night, Lance. I don't know if you heard. Did you see any of it? Were you able to watch any of that? I know you got sick kids.
Yeah, sick kids and election stuff.
Really,
and
there's an election going on?
Yeah, Twitter was happened? A much different place last night.
Is everybody woke? I'm woke. I know that.
Well, yeah. You've been woke, John.
I've been hit. Yeah, ever since Jamel. Hello. Jamel and Michael.
Question, Dell. How long have you dealt with this? With John's supposed wokeness? How long have you been dealing with
this? There are very few things that get me a little shook. even earlier this week, I was like, whatever. What did he might not say? I don't care. But when he does this woke stuff, I'm like, ugh.
Is there anybody more woke than me, Dell?
It's uncomfortable.
Well, the word is over.
Yeah,
no one says it. It's been co-opted. It's over. Everyone who thought they had a word, they don't have it anymore. It's over.
Stop it, woke. You're not woke. You shouldn't be saying woke.
Hello. Are you Team Jamel? No, I am.
No, I'm not Team anyone, but Team Dell. I'm Team Dell.
I know that. I know you're Team Dell. Okay, you're the only one on the team. Okay?
That's why I need to be Team Dell.
That's right, because nobody else is on there.
I'm my only advocate.
That's it. That's the only one. Anyway, so who'd you vote for? Did you vote for a straight Republican ticket?
No.
Dell doesn't say who he doesn't.
I voted in Galveston, so some of your pittance, piddly Harris type crap I didn't care about. Whatever happened to Harris County, I didn't really care about because I vote in the great county of Galveston.
It's Galveston County.
Is that where Baytown is?
I don't live in Baytown.
No. It's not. He lives down. Live he lives in Alvin.
No,
is that
I don't.
Where are you?
Kinda.
I don't live in Alvin.
Kinda.
Either.
Same thing.
Is that Texas City?
I live in League City.
Yeah. League City. Same
near,
thing.
Near Kima.
Is that Jersey
Alvin.
Village?
Same thing.
Is that where Jersey Village
That's
is?
That's in a different direction. Oh. I live in near Kima in Clear Lake Shores.
By
great city of League
you and Jackie wow. live together.
Duke. I didn't know Duke smashed him like that.
Oh my God.
Zion Dude. Is an absolute.
Well, not only Zion, all monster. Three of them.
Yeah, he's got. They say that Duke might have, like, there have been deeper teams, but from a talent standpoint, he might have the best high end talent that he's ever had
he's got
on
the
one
top
team.
Three players in the class.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike. Zion's, we're talking about Mike Krzyzewski.
Zion's not even the best player. It's Barrett.
No,
RJ Barrett.
He's not considered the best player. He physically.
What's the other guy's name? Reshert.
RJ Barrett, Camp Reddish, I think it's
Reddish. Yeah,
name?
Reddish. No, they're stupid.
They got
good.
Tyus Jones' younger brother, the guy who was now at Minnesota, who's a backup guard. He was at the game watching his little brother play. Yeah, they're loaded.
Okay, so listen, they're talking about the 76 Indiana Hoosiers. Mm-hmm. If they don't go unbeaten, is this a tremendous letdown for Coach K?
If they don't go unbeaten?
Should he get fired?
I Dell guess so.
Came in. If they don't win the national championship, should he get fired?
I mean, it's a fireable offense, but he's Coach K, so he's not going to get fired. But if you don't win a national title
with these guys,
I said the Final Four. National titles, who knows? But if he doesn't make a Final Four, beat it.
I want you to think about this. His freshman scored 89 points yesterday. 89. First of all, scoring.
No, no. The three of them scored 83, and Kentucky scored 84.
Oh, it was the total.
The three of them scored 83. Oh, maybe another freshman scored.
Yeah.
But the three scored 83 while Kentucky scored 84.
Their freshman scored scored 89. They're freshmen. It's hard to get to 89 in a college game. That doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
Their freshmen did it by themselves. Four of them scored 89 points.
Right.
When you think about the Fab, because the Fab Five had some really good talent, obviously. But the two main ones are Jalen Rose and Chris Webber. Zion Williamson is a cross between like a physically a LeBron and then plays a lot like if Larry Johnson had grown up in this era and would have moved away from the basket a little bit more. Like he is a rare physical. We talk about how rare LeBron is. That's the same thing Zion Williamson is. And he is not even considered the most skilled of all the players that Krzyzewski brought in. Now, when the G League starts paying, all those players are gone. Zoop. All gone. All three will go play there.
I don't know that.
Why would they play college?
And I was thinking about that because you have that theory that it is the G League is going to pay $125,000, right? And so
and they're all the top
why
three
would
players.
Kids go to school? You are going to get more notoriety playing college basketball than you will G League.
What do you need for notoriety?
Well, I'm going to get more notice. I'm going to be more known nationally. My brand will be better.
Here's the thing. AAU is already starting to make the brand difference for the big companies anyway that make the most difference. Adidas, all the shoe companies know these guys. Like Zion was a huge star through YouTube and through the AAU circuit anyway. I know him way better than the other players.
You know Zion, but the country knows Zion now. You knew Zion. The country knows Zion because of Duke last night.
What would you say if all of a sudden there's a big TV? Because this is how easy this could happen. The top guys start going for the 125. That's a lot of money. You get $125,000 when you're 18 years old for a year. What would happen if you all of a sudden have a major TV deal struck with ESPN2?
Yeah, but I don't think...
Why wouldn't ESPN do that?
Because, first of all, college basketball is established. People have a tie to college basketball. I love Duke. I went to Duke. I went to Michigan State. I went to Syracuse. I went to Kansas. And I know all these schools. Plus, there's a championship that we all know and love. It's already established. Whereas it will take time to get the G League, and maybe it will happen. But again, you're talking about maybe 10 guys. Again, you're talking about maybe 10 guys that they'll pay.
The best.
The best.
The very best. So when you take the very best players out, that's a significant... And the rest of them leave after a year.
However, just like I said, when there was no one and done, when you could go straight out of high school, college basketball didn't suffer. Because best players went to the NBA. That's fine. Kevin Garnett, LeBron, they went to the NBA. Well, but college basketball was still fine.
It absolutely suffered. It failed to live as we know. It doesn't. College basketball was a major, major factor. And now it's not.
What do you mean?
It's just not the same.
Just because Kevin Garnett didn't go to college doesn't mean that college basketball is covered.
It's not even remotely close to what we had when we were growing up. Not even remotely close. You know that.
Well, no. The tournament is making more money than ever.
It is not. These guys, there is not the same. There's not the same following of college basketball that there once was. The TV numbers don't bear that out at all. The TV numbers were much higher when we were growing up because one of the reasons is because a University of Houston, Akeem Olajuwon was there 3 years. That's never going to happen again. Clyde Drexler was there 3 years. Michael Jordan was there 3 years. Patrick Ewing was there 4 years. That's never, ever, ever going to happen again. Or was it Ewing 3 or 4? Anyway, that's never going to happen.
Well, no, but nobody's saying that. So it's not where it was before. But that they're going to pay $125,000 to the 10 best players that come out of high school, is not going to ruin college basketball. It's CBS, TBS, they the tournament is not going to change. Listen, it's not like it used to be. The Big East, Dave Gavitt, and what he created, and all of those teams that you said.
Big Monday.
Big no.
Man, that was huge.
I know, that was huge. But it's never going to be that way again. That's fine.
I know.
Baseball's never going to be that way again. But guess what? Baseball ain't going anywhere.
Well, baseball didn't lose any.
What do you mean?
Baseball didn't lose players to another league.
No. So, Lance, LeBron and Kevin Garnett all went to the pros out of high school. It didn't kill college basketball.
It severely damaged what it once was, where it used to be you knew players stayed for multiple years.
Did you watch the tournament last year?
But that was one or two players that were doing it then. It was started to become in mass, and that's one of the reasons the NBA curtailed it, is because the league was getting weaker because they were letting guys in who shouldn't have been in.
And, you know, they had to save themselves from themselves because they were taking kids that shouldn't have been there and they weren't developing. No, you're absolutely right. But it's college. Just because the G League is going to pay $125,000 doesn't mean college basketball is going anywhere.
Maybe I'm unique, but if Zion Williamson was playing for the Rio Grande Vipers or whatever the Rockets affiliate is, I wouldn't watch a game.
Not a game.
I agree. As it stands today, I agree. If the G League has a huge influx of high school talent into college and you start to see some of the guys drafted inside, what they'd love to do is have the guys who don't get a play a lot turn that into their big, you know, the draft and stash. They'd love the G League to have the draft and stash players. The theory is that they want to truly make that a really good minor league system.
But that's what they do. They do draft and stash. They do. Second rounders go down to the G League.
A lot of them go overseas.
No, right. Or they'll go down. But listen, he's absolutely right. The G League, who cares if Rio Grande.
But who cares if you don't see Zion Williamson?
Because the uniforms mean more.
Zion Williamson today is a story because he plays for Duke.
Guys leave the country to go take money in other countries. And a lot less than 125. If the top players get 125 and get a stay in the country, I think you're underestimating how quickly especially a family in need would take 125 and not look
again,
back.
Again, though, they're only paying the top of the
top.
Why would you pay $125,000 to an average guy?
We're talking about Kentucky, formerly Memphis, Kentucky and Duke going there now.
Okay.
Those are the top guys.
Nobody on that Kentucky. Well, we watched Kentucky versus Duke, and we can see the difference between Duke's best players.
I mean in general.
Okay, so
I will say that the uniforms mean a lot more than the players in college basketball.
I agree.
So Zion, Reddish, and whoever else could go to the G League, I will still watch a Duke versus Kentucky game before I watch Rio Grande Valley versus the L.A. whatever affiliate is.
And, oh, by the way, again, why didn't Zion Williamson, who we've all known and loved for years watching his dunks in high school, why didn't he go collect $500,000 on a European team? Because he's at Duke. You know what he's going to make? Because he's at Duke this year, he's going to build his brand so big that he is going to make a lot more money than just taking $125,000 or $500,000 or whatever
his
he could have made.
His brand is going to be big regardless. His brand has been built since he was
15
years old.
It wouldn't be as big if coming into the NBA from Europe.
You know him better. The people who pay money have known him, and they look at him and say, you know what? Look how big this guy is. Look at all the dunks he had on. Look at his YouTube videos that are in the millions.
But his brand
was already built.
No, but last night and when he's in the tournament this year, he is going to explode.
That's great. Let me just tell you, and you know this. Do you know who Cutie Pie is?
Cutie Pie?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
No.
His brand is probably, I don't know, Dell, would you say 45 times bigger than Zion Williamson? You never heard of him. That's because of his online stuff, his gaming, but more importantly, his online YouTube stuff. That the way that people are branded now who are that age is way different than what we're used to. I agree with you how we consume them. Yeah, they get much bigger with us, but their branding is taking place now in the digital age.
That's great. He is going to be, because he's at Duke instead of the G League, he is going to be, you know how his branding is bigger? He is going to be a regular household name. And just from last night, he's going to be a household name. Just from last night. Because he's on ESPN all day long. If he was at the G League making his debut.
Todd, our GM Todd, is listening. And he said, this is exactly how I feel. And I know it's how you feel too. This specifically. He says, because of the lack of tenured players in college basketball ranks, I have no idea what's going on with the NBA draft. It's a boring thing for me to watch because I don't know any of those guys. That's been the case since the internet, since early 2000s when the internationals and the high schoolers were all rolling in. I remember I wouldn't miss the NBA draft was like,
yes,
oh my God. It was like the NFL draft.
Absolutely.
And maybe even bigger because it wasn't as long and you knew most of the guys. And that does suck.
I totally, totally agree with that. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
I'm like, God, oh, the Rockets got
Ming
Nang Pulipak. That's great.
I knew Ayton last year because of the NCAA tournament. I knew some of the guys, and I knew, you know,
guys who your team
I would
get.
Not know any of them if they were in the G League.
I know, but you really don't know the college draft either. None of us do.
No.
It's a mystery. Dell knows it.
That's he's got a
That's
got
why
a,
I go. Dell's the outlier. I said, okay. Dell, who's going to win in the conference? He gives me a couple slappy names. They do okay in the tournament.
What? Listen, I get three got to the Final Four,
they
you jerk.
All right in
and you didn't give me any money
He was terrible.
They do okay.
Three
okay,
got when
to
we
the
come
Final
back,
Four.
Dell's
my
got,
picks. I gave you Michigan and didn't give me any credit for it.
Did you give him anything? What?
Because you. Because I've listened to you talk about this forever.
I'm basketball woke. John is woke in real life. I'm college basketball
you
woke.
You don't take my picks and then not give me any credit for it.
And then you don't even pay him for it.
I did take my picks. That's, I didn't
I gave
anything.
Three of the Final Four teams.
That's terrible.
You know, the winner had 4 of 4. Sorry, you didn't do good enough.
Who? Look.
Because the winner had Loyola, whatever the school is now. I forgot their name. He had that team in the Final Four or near the Final
Four.
That
still had a hell of a run last night, too. And he didn't get all 4 picks in the Final Four.
I think Loyola made a lead 8. I don't think they made the Final Four.
No.
But I gave you 3 of the 4. You gave me no credit.
Wasn't that where Sister Mary Jean was or whatever?
Yeah.
Listen, when we come back, Dell has got a quiz for us. Okay.
You sure? This is prime school. Are you sure we don't want to wait till 8 o'clock
no,
for
it's
that?
It's a different quiz.
It's not that
it's
one.
Not that one.
Not that one.
All right.
Hey, listen, apparently you and Jackie are going to hug every day.
Why?
I don't know. That's what Amber said. She wants you to live with Jackie
why,
now.
Why? Because we live in the area? I don't want to live with Jackie.
Hey, I don't live with Dell. What WTF? Is it Amber said, is it an option? And you could hug him.
Not if Jackie's there. It's not an option.
Yeah, Jackie wants to live with you. And you can hug every day. Maybe from behind.
Nah, Jackie's touch me.
Okay.
Any back hugs.
Let's talk about the Rockets. There is no back hugging going on here. There's just fun runs. That's what we have going on. And it's the 17th annual Rockets Fun Run. It's presented by Children's Memorial Hermann. This is for an unbelievable cause, obviously. But it's not just that. This is an event that's turned into a blast. And you now have moms running with children. You have dads running with children. You have brothers and sisters going out there to run. You can choose which run, by the way. You can choose between the 5K fun run, the 2K walk, or the kids 1K event. So there's something to choose for everyone. The event goes this Saturday at Toyota Center. Race registration is going to include a ticket to a future Rockets game. They got a t-shirt. You got a post-race party and then much, much more. All you have to do. Oh, and by the way, did I mention you finish? This is always really cool. You finish at center court there at Toyota Center. So you start off. It's for a great cause. You have a lot of fun. Run or walk with friends or family members, and then finish up at center court and have your post-race party there, and you got a ticket to a future game. For more information, simply visit rockets.com/rocketsrun. That's rockets.com/rocketsrun, and register today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Would you recommend 3 shots of tequila before getting branded? We're not talking about branding like a cow. All right? That's not what we're talking about. It's branding. What's your brand?
I never understood how fraternities could do a brand where you sear your skin. Like,
who does that?
I think Q Dogs do it. I think more than that.
Johnny Knoxville.
Some black fraternities do it.
Oh God!
You can see it on the biceps.
Yeah, you'll look at a guy's arm and he has this raised kind of
sign.
It's the alphas.
Branded.
It's the alphas, yeah.
Why would you?
I wouldn't do
Don't do that, though.
I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not
going. All right, Dell, give us our quiz.
Yeah, the quiz I asked John, and then obviously Lance is included, how many players, not players, but if I gave you the players' names, could you identify the school they play for as part of the ESPN preseason All-American team for college basketball?
All right,
go. Ooh, that's challenging.
So let's go with Carson Edwards. He is a more than a one-year player. He's been around for a little bit. His team is always in a tournament. They play in the Big Ten.
Purdue.
Yeah, Carson Edwards. I think I gave you that one before the show. Carson Edwards.
That's why I got it.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
No, you weren't.
Tyus Battle. That one should be easy, I think.
Yep. Houston.
UCLA.
No. It's Tyus Bowser.
Oh.
Not bad. He's a linebacker.
That's Arizona, right?
Same thing.
No. They play for a school that had. He plays for a school that.
Conference.
This school is represented a lot in Houston only because they're carpetbaggers. The people who come from that school, they come down here and take our jobs.
They take our jobs.
The kid that can't.
Wait a minute. What conference is he in?
They go to the school. They come down here and take all the
Kentucky.
No,
they come
Syracuse
down here and take our
radio jobs.
Tyus Battle. You'll see Syracuse will struggle during the regular season and wind up in
a
tournament.
Houston sports fan. They all kind of
if Charlie
say the
was
same
playing,
things.
He would have won that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. He's one of those guys on those Syracuse teams who
he
never looked good.
Game.
Yes, he would.
And then they make the final. Then they make
because
a Sweet 16.
Charlie knows every one of these players.
Yes. Because
college basketball still matters a lot to
Charlie
Pololo.
This one you should know, RJ Barrett.
Duke.
Yeah, he was a star last night, even bigger than Zion. This guy, familiar with, if you watched the tournament, he played and beat Texas last year, Caleb Martin.
Yep, it's Michigan.
No, they didn't.
No, they beat Texas A&M.
Michigan State.
Caleb Martin. Texas had a big lead against them.
Wait a minute, I know this
Texas
one.
A&M.
He's a twin.
Okay, now I'm not joking around. Now I'll try to do it for real. He's one of
the Martin twins. They played Texas in the first round. Texas had a lead and they blew it.
God dog it. Who were those twins? What? I can't remember what team it was anymore.
Is it Gonzaga? No.
No.
It sounds like Gonzaga. It rhymes with Gonzaga.
Nothing rhymes with Gonzaga.
Gonzaga?
Nevada.
Magana.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Yep. That's what I was thinking.
No. Were you? Luke May. He's been around forever.
That's Oregon.
Oh, North Carolina.
That's Oregon.
No. You're bad at this.
That's Martin.
And North Carolina.
And that is the first. I'm not even get to the second team. That's
let's
the,
not do
that's
second
the first team.
Team.
Those are the preseason first team All-Americans for ESPN, and you guys got the one guy who plays for Duke.
Yeah.
No, I just got.
Well, I gave you that kid before the show.
No, I got North Carolina.
Oh, Luke May.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got two. Because he's been around for 80 years.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Quanzo Martin.
No, he was Quanzo a coach.
Junior.
He's a. No.
Junior.
No.
Purdue.
No.
No. Did you vote yesterday?
I did. I voted. I didn't vote twice like she did. I didn't get two stickers like that girl did in your picture. There is voter fraud, I see.
Who got two stickers? She get two stickers?
She's got voter fraud.
Oh, see.
There's voter fraud. Cuz she has two stickers
in
that
picture.
How did
she get those stickers?
I don't apparently, know how she got. She registered with separate names. Voter fraud.
Or she just asked for two stickers.
You know what I saw late? I saw this America's, you know, the restaurant here, the Latin American restaurant. I on Instagram, you know, Instagram's kind of jacked up now because it will show you like, oh, look at this pic. Oh, it's from 4 days ago. Like Instagram, you get random. Dale, you've noticed that, right? You just get random old pictures.
Yeah.
Or they won't show you somebody in your Instagram feed for a month.
For whatever
and all of a sudden
reason.
It pops up. America's pops up, and America's has the greatest tres leches in the history of the world. Of the world. Nobody has a better tres leches. There's not even an abuela out there who has a better tres leches. And I see like, oh, bring your I voted sticker in and get a free tres leches with purchase of entree. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's too late because it pops up on my Instagram feed this morning. Thanks for nothing, stupid Instagram. Whoa. I could have had a tres leches yesterday.
Wow, that's a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
Stupid tres. Why is
unless
it
they unless they posted it today.
And yeah, maybe you should look at when they posted. Maybe you should have looked when
they
posted it.
Yeah, maybe you could still do
maybe
today.
Maybe the sticker's still on my shirt.
Or maybe you can
clothes.
Still do it today.
How about you stop criticizing Instagram and maybe find out when it was actually posted?
Yeah. How about that?
Well, it had to be. It said today. Well, I don't know.
So maybe it's maybe they made him made everything for today because people would vote yesterday.
Well, so what we've established so far in the first two segments is college basketball has never been stronger.
Well, we did spend a half hour on college basketball.
College basketball is a well. We'll see how the ratings go for this first half hour. But college basketball is a niche. I mean, let's face it; it's a very niche sport.
Well, it actually it does. Honestly,
I wish I loved it as much as college football. I really do because I used to love college basketball was my favorite sport, maybe of all the sports.
But college basketball, in reality, and it, I don't know that it's going to change. Even if all the guys stay and they don't go to G League, it's not going to change. When the tournament comes, everybody gets interested. Everybody's an expert. Everybody can tell you not because they actually watch the championship week and heading into the tournament, and they love it. And everybody loves those 4 days that you get to take off, the Thursday and Friday, both of those days, and you get to watch college basketball. Otherwise, it ain't. Guess what? It is what it is.
You know, my kids don't watch college basketball, but they know they'll know the top players who are in college basketball now from when they were in high school. Because Todd was saying, and I agree with this, he said, because I don't know the college players, I never know the rookies of the year in the NBA. And that can be true also. My kids do. They know who all the rookies are. And I'm like, how do you guys know
they're
that?
Kids.
And
they,
yeah, because they see him on YouTube videos and they see Mike Korzymba or whatever this guy's name is.
Yeah,
who
posts but you can't go by that.
Videos.
Will Greer's brothers and sister are more popular than he is. Because
no,
they,
but
do
these are
stupid, they do stupid internet things.
No, but these are athletes
things.
Who are really these are athletes who are really good. What I'm saying is, the modern consumption of college basketball, it's the younger. What I'm actually saying is basketball. One of the reasons basketball is so red hot right now is because it is so big on YouTube.
All right, let's call your kids right now, and I want to know if they know who Zion Williamson is.
That's 100%. Hold on, that's 100% lock.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's no question. Everybody knows who
they
Zion Williamson is
all the
because
dunks.
Everybody's watched all his dunks.
Yeah, I've heard them talk about it. They know exactly who Zion was. They've known since he was a junior when he was in a camp. He went to a camp and did this dunk from the free throw line. They've known who he was since he was a junior.
He's been a monster.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be in the public consciousness as opposed to just an internet sensation. He's at Oregon.
They knew Snacks is real big into who was the one guy that was supposed to change everything, I remember his name. I'll look him up. He's with an NBA team now. He does nothing. But there were all these articles that said he was going to be the next Kevin Garnett and the next great player.
You know who you should gravitate towards, Lance?
Who?
One Matt McClung. He's a dunker, and he looks like you.
He's a little
big, slow white guy?
No, he's like 6'3".
He looks like him. He's more athletic than
him. He's like 6'3", 6'4", right?
Yeah, he plays for Georgetown of all teams.
Oh, no. He's not who I'm thinking of because there's another guy called Dunk King who.
Well, what about the Dunk King and he's in Division III? Remember he won the dunk contest? He was the Division III player.
There's so many great dunkers now.
Yeah. He's a white kid, remember? That was just a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Matt McClung is 6'2", point guard. And Georgetown was like,
none of this makes any sense.
We're going to make an exception. See? He's so athletic, we're going to make an exception. You can play for us.
White Georgetown point guard. Who's a
on
big-time dunker?
None of that makes any sense.
Walk on. Is he really good at towel waving? I've seen some of those Georgetown guys on the bench.
No.
I'm looking at no.
He actually plays.
Yeah, he played, and he's a scholarship guy for Georgetown.
All right. How's your boy DiVincenzo doing this year?
Oh,
how's he doing? What's he doing so far?
No one knows. He's in relative obscurity.
Is he in the G League?
Well, what's he done on Twitter lately? That's what I want to know.
That's what I love
just
about
being
him.
Awesome. He's not as awesome as Rich Drake, though. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Because Rich Drake will rent your house out.
Oh, my God. DiVincenzo is the one who falls down in the Portland Trailblazer game last night. He's the one who gets, like, McCollum.
Shakes him.
Yeah, and the kid falls down. I was like, oh, there he is. DiVincenzo.
It's bad when Nick Stauskas, who's a bench player for the Blazers, is doing an and-one mixtape celebration because you fell down. He's like waving his towel, hopping up and down. I was like, you're Nick Stauskas. Don't make fun of me.
Dante DiVincenzo, 7.7 points a game.
Nick Stauskas doesn't use a C, right? It's N-I-K, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's in ice. Oh, he's some of your people.
He's one of your
Greek,
people.
The Greek side.
The Greeks. Yeah, but DiVincenzo's the other side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them.
You stop clowning the other side. Hey, listen, let's stop clowning Rich Drake, okay?
Rich Drake?
Everybody's clowning Rich Drake right now, and that's terrible because Rich Drake has He is ready for you to call him right now at 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT. And he is going to rent out your home. And you say, well, I don't want other people living in my house. Listen, you get to pick those people. Rich Drake stays on top of making sure that no one has a bigger department to make sure that the houses are maintained and everything is up to code and standard than Rich Drake does. Renter's Warehouse really prides itself that that every single person is going to have a great experience with them. Okay, and they pride themselves in this. And so if you're looking to make some money on your home, which you can do, just $99 a month, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, and it's for the $99 a month, what you get, what really makes this a no-brainer is that they handle marketing, they're the rent estate agents, so they handle marketing, they handle price and helping you set the price. They do the background checks on your renters. But, you know, it's also the little things like making sure that anything arises with the house, air conditioning, plumbing, a gate doesn't work, a garage door. They're the ones who handle that as well. That's what you're paying them for, is to be the professional landlord. So make sure that you get professional landlords and rent estate agents all wrapped up in one for just $99 a month. renterswarehouse.com. Go to renterswarehouse.com and just call right now, 713-224-RENT, and find out what your house will rent for at renterswarehouse.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 736 ESPN 97.5, John, Lance, and Dell, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number. How about Texas is only a two-point favorite at Tech without... And that's without Bowman. That is interesting that they're without their starting quarterback, who, by the way, we had Cliff on Monday. A kid being hospitalized again for a collapsed lung. I'm thinking, listen, you should sit down for a while, okay? Collapsed lung is not something that we're really, really into here. So why don't you take a rest for a while, mm-hmm. and come back next year or not come back? So Texas just a 2-point favorite. That seems like a sucker line to me, because people will look at Texas and go, oh, I only have to give 2 points.
See,
at Tech and on a night game, that's a dangerous place.
Texas and Texas A&M rents. Tricky spots both, because Texas had what I considered the kind of the corridor. I didn't really have a name for it, but when I looked at the schedule, I thought especially as they had started to win, I thought, okay, here it is. This is going to define your season. At Oklahoma State, at home against West Virginia, at Texas Tech, that they are going to be tough. You've got a good chance of going 2-1. There's an outside chance you could end up 1-2. Now there's a chance they go 0-3, and That is a rough spot for Texas, because, you know, none of the fans thought they were a top 10 team. You couldn't find a Texas fan who was bragging about being in the top 10. In fact, every Texas fan was saying, we don't deserve to be top 10. This mm-hmm. is kind of ridiculous. And they were very realistic about it. But, you know, you lost Oklahoma State for a variety of reasons. West Virginia, you literally just let that slip out of your fingers. How a safety lets a wide receiver get right behind him with 19 seconds to go in a game. That was unbelievable. But is one of many busts defensively. That's what happened all game long. You just busted, and West Virginia and Texas just took advantage of the other's defense. Now you go into Tech. This is a must-win for Texas. If you lose this game, you're now staring at, what would it be? That'd be four losses, right? You had only lost Maryland, so you'd be at four losses for the season. All of a sudden, a four-loss season from when you were in top 10, that doesn't look good. No. Three straight? I mean, that's a really, really bad look for Texas. So they have, I consider this like a must-win for Tom Herman to kind of right the ship with where the fan base is going to be with him. Normally, I wouldn't say that, and I think it sounds like, you know, hyperbole, but I've just seen how fans are now. Fans don't – you get a year. If you get 2 years, it's a miracle. Fans already will be calling for your firing, and you know, money people will call for your firing. Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher's in the same spot. Here he is, two straight losses. Now you got to, and now you're staring down the gun of being exactly what Kevin Sumlin was.
Yeah, but it's his first year.
No. I agree with you, yeah. And I think it's headed.
Okay, where's Cliff if he loses this?
Well, last year the thought was Cliff needed to win that to save his job, and he did.
And he did.
I think Cliff could be in a little bit of trouble.
I don't think so. I think that they are. I don't want to say exceeding, but I think that I see a path.
I'm telling you right now, if I were the Cleveland Browns or whoever, I mean, I'm trying to hire Cliff as an OC in the NFL if he ever gets fired, because everybody who has had any dealings with him say he is a brilliant offensive
mind. Well, look at his freshman.
Yeah.
Has anybody had more true freshmen than him playing and succeeding the way they have?
Matt Rhule, probably.
True freshman quarterbacks?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you're talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah, just quarterbacks.
Exactly. No, I think he's got to keep a head coaching job as long as he can, but everyone swears by him as a play caller and a coordinator. Kevin Sumlin had him with Johnny. It was a big deal. Of course, Johnny did a lot of freestyling and all that. But
So Cliff orchestrated all that. If Texas loses to Tech, do you think they lose to Iowa State the following week? I think it could collapse. Yes.
Oh, 100%. Iowa State is not a fun game.
No.
Iowa State is no fun. That's at home, though, right? You're not on road with that one, too.
No, but Iowa State, I don't
Iowa
care.
State's no fun at all. No. Iowa State's given everyone, you know, they beat Oklahoma last year, who got to the college football playoffs. Iowa State is not a fun team at all to face. It's absolutely possible that Texas could be a five-loss team and lose four in a row. Absolutely possible.
So where does that leave Tom Herman?
Well, I mean, it leaves Tom Herman with needing to put together a 10-win season next year. That's where it leaves him. They're not firing him. But I guess they have some really good – they had a really good recruiting class and all that stuff. And when I look at their team, when I do the scouting, Chris Boyd, none of these guys are his, right? Chris Boyd, he's okay. I mean, he's a pretty good corner prospect. I shouldn't say okay. I need to study him more. But he's big. He's physical. Chris Boyd is, you know, an NFL corner. Aminu, number 90, is just kind of a guy. There's nothing special about him. As a pass rusher, you've got – Colin Johnson is a good prospect. Colin Johnson might be probably the best prospect on Texas, number 6, a wide receiver. Little Jordan Humphrey, I think, is going to end up being – and Raheel's the first one to bring this to my attention, like asking me this
tight
question.
End.
I think he's a matchup tight end and a pretty darn tough one to guard. I really am liking him more and more, number 84. But other than that, there's like – where are the Texas? Gary Johnson's okay, linebacker. There's nothing, you know, he might be a backup and a special teams player.
Brecken?
I thought, actually, he's kind of a, you know, he's a pretty good athlete. He's got some physical traits, not seeing it manifest itself on the field. So I don't really see all the talent for Texas, like high-end talent. And I've heard, now I went on the field and looked at West Virginia and Texas last week. There's this guy, Adeyu or whatever, he's number 40, a freshman linebacker. I don't know that he's hardly played this year. There's some guys that look like dudes on the field who are freshmen. So I think those must be the guys that everyone was talking about for this freshman class. But, you know, I don't know. Tom Herman better start to get some of these guys who are supposed to be big-time guys on the field and better start winning pretty quickly. Because you have three straight seasons where the money people think it's a little bit disappointing. And, you know, I don't know. Charlie Strong wasn't going to make. Did Charlie get 4 or 3 years? Charlie got a fourth year, right? Charlie Strong got 4 years.
Can't remember. 4 or 3, Del? 3? Three.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Yep. Well.
But I think they have more faith in Tom Herman. I just feel.
I knew Del was going to do that. His wrist is hurting. He's rubbing his wrist.
Well, my forearm hurts.
He's rubbing his entire forearm.
Listen, when one of your biggest boosters comes out and says, well, I think he's a coordinator.
Maybe a coordinator.
Maybe a coordinator.
Position coach.
After the hire, he had never even coached a game, and Red McCombs came out and said, he's not a head coach.
I think he's a coordinator.
The guy won a Sugar Bowl at Louisville. Well, Don't think he gets head coach material.
He might be a coordinator.
I don't even think he's a coordinator. What? What?
Well, and then he didn't have a winning record, though.
Well, that's true. But Herman was, 7-6 last year? He is, 6-3? Is he?
Yeah. Three. Yeah. I can't count that Tech loss. Yeah, 6-3.
With Iowa State and Tech coming up, there's a real shot. Iowa State.
Who's the best team
in
the state? Who's the best team in the state?
Ooh, I guess it's still Texas. No, what's their win? Their win is Oklahoma. The biggest win.
I feel like with my human eyes, it's Texas A&M. Texas A&M was at Auburn and handling Auburn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Auburn's a lot better than Oklahoma State.
No, they were winning that game. They were beaten. They were tanned. Well, it's the tough place to play at Mississippi State.
Yeah, it was.
They played Clemson to 2 points. They played Alabama to 22. It's A&M.
It's A&M. Yeah.
Yeah, Texas has the best win from the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say A&M, Texas, and then I guess Tech.
I guess Houston.
Oh, no, that's right.
Beat Houston.
I don't know. Yeah, Tech smashed Houston pretty good. Yeah. And Houston got beat by SMU. Yeah, Tech smashed Houston this year.
It was
beat
two scores.
60-40 or whatever.
It was close for about three quarters, and then they pulled away.
Yeah, they pulled away at the end.
But they handled Houston.
But they did
Houston.
Tech things.
I would say Tech 3. Houston 4. It's very close.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah. And Tech lost to Mississippi.
Honestly, if I had to have stock in a team, and this is, we're spending a lot of time on college basketball and college football. I understand that. But I would totally bet on, I would buy stock in Matt Rhule and Baylor. That guy was a great coach at Temple. He took talent and developed it there. He's already got Baylor playing really competitive football right off the bat, where they had like a baby death penalty.
Playing, yeah.
They are not a fun out
defense,
either.
Defense, which is crazy.
I know. It's weird, right? Texas Tech, this just in, one day you might be able to play some defense. I mean, they're better defensively, but the thought's always been Tech can't get defensive players. I'm always thinking, why can't Tech get defensive players? They don't. They don't crank out NFL talent on defense.
No, there's no defensive players in the state.
They have Pat Mahomes come out of there, who's the best quarterback in the league this year and a possible MVP, but for whatever reason, they just don't get defensive players.
If I asked you guys if you could get something delightful for your mouth for $25, would you do that?
Yes. Feels like a setup, but yeah, I'd say yes.
I like delight.
If 20,000, could 20,000 dentists be wrong?
Delightful for your mouth is not a phrase that I've heard often.
Delightful for your mouth. It's a Quip toothbrush. I've just $25. Okay. Oh, you say that's expensive. I can get a toothbrush for $1.99. Yeah, go ahead. Go get a toothbrush for $1.99. And it's not delightful for your mouth. Okay. All you have to, Del, what do I do? I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. And that's right. And you're doing it wrong. Okay. Here's the deal. All you have to do is go to getquip.com/ESPN975 and get your Quip toothbrush for $25. 20,000 dentists say, oh, it's the best toothbrush in the world. Are they wrong? No. Are you going to argue with a dentist? No. Because dentists know everything about your mouth. So here's the deal. If you're looking for the best toothbrush in the world, maybe in the history of the world, I'm going to say it, in the history of the world, it's the Quip toothbrush. Getquip.com/ESPN975. And then you get your first 3 month replacement, bristle replacement, absolutely free. And then it's just $5 every 3 months, because you want to change the head of the toothbrush every 3 months. And they do that. And they send you more toothpaste as well. You get it all. Get it all. One fell swoop. Getquip.com/ESPN975. Just the best damn tooth. It's a delight to your mouth. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Some words that didn't get played there.
Would you like me to play? Want me to play the other version?
Mirror Malik used to be able to do a perfect DMX imitation.
It's
I'm just in my mind. I'm going through the words right here. DMX, you see the butt? You see the way? We don't
DMX lived a hard life.
Yeah, there were some not great DMX videos after he got out of prison. It's like a guy you might see on the street just kind of talking to himself at a bus stop. I'm like, oh man, this is DMX.
Who would you rather?
They say DMX is a guy you just didn't want any smoke.
Who looked
with
more
at all.
Homeless? Because you've mentioned this, the other guy before, Ed Reed or DMX after he got out.
Oh, that's hard. Ed Reed as a pro football player cashing a check or DMX after prison?
Texans Ed Reed versus DMX after prison.
It doesn't look more homeless than that.
Ed Reed. Me pull up DMX.
Have you seen DMX?
Prison.
Seen the DMX when he got out of jail?
No.
Let me pull it up. It's he's got a look.
Oh yeah. Oh my.
Here you go.
No, but Ed Reed looks more. I think Ed Reed looks more.
Let me. Okay.
Yeah, I see him. I got it.
Yeah, that. And then
I'm gonna
let
go
me
Ed
see.
Reed.
Probably
Ed Reed Texan.
Coach Ed Reed.
Texan Ed Reed more homeless.
Coach Ed Reed is probably the guy. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. No, because you know what? When Ed was like, not this picture,
not that one. No, but
it's when
you,
he let it really.
Say, yeah, when he let his
when it go nat when he went natural and just. I don't know. I'm going DMX over Ed Reed. But it's a tough call. Once you start getting a little
gray in the beard,
that changes. Gray. Do you see LeBron's got a little gray right here now?
Come on.
Oh, hey, Coach Ed Reed. I put money in my trash bag and it got stolen at the car.
Right. I remember when that happened. I was like, Ed, you cannot.
That he wins. I mean, look at that.
What team is that? He's with the Falcons now, right?
Yeah. That's homeless Ed Reed. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I don't not think you're selling DMX short. Dude, do you think, Dell?
I'm never going to trash a Miami legend. I'm going with DMX.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at DMX as you guys looking at Ed Reed. DMX had, like I said, some rough years.
DMX had really rough years.
He looks like he's yelling at people on the street corner.
Yeah, he's sleeveless in that picture.
Yeah.
But you're just you're cherry picking Ed Reed pictures.
Well, I'm sorry. That's Ed Reed. Nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Lance McCullers Jr.
Ah, that's in the
If game. You were listening yesterday, you heard, because Chandler Rome had said, oh, well, I talked to Jeff Luneau, and he said he's getting he's going to talk to all these doctors and get recommendations. Well, no, he's having surgery. He was having surgery yesterday. I heard last week. You heard a couple weeks ago.
Was told not to say anything. But
not
as
to say anything. But
as I heard it, I was like, "Well, this is terrible."
Yeah. No, I was told too. Listen, under the keep this under your hat. He's going to have surgery Tuesday. Yesterday morning, I said, "No, he's not going to get." Prognosis, he's going to get surgery today. He went and got surgery yesterday, and he's out for 17 months. He'll be back for the 2020 season.
This is what's crazy. You ready? You know when this popped? Here it is. Here's the guy, Joe DiMeo, coverage analyst analysis of MLB Mets from minor league baseball to MLB, as well as MLB draft coverage. Contribute to Amazing Avenue and The Seven Line. He's got like 7,000 followers. This is what he had on April 18th. This is during the playoffs. Source. October 18th.
Okay.
During the playoffs. Source. Astros Lance McCullers is currently pitching through a torn UCL in his pitching elbow that is likely to require Tommy John surgery at the end of the season. He's likely to miss 2019 season. Got 119 retweets and 230 likes. And I remember thinking, he isn't pitching through. Like, I don't know what the UCL is necessarily, but I'm assuming you can't be pitching in the playoffs. And AJ Hinch wouldn't call you out of the call you out in an important game three situation with the bases loaded if you have a torn UCL with Colin McHugh just sitting there waiting.
And he kept, that's all he kept, and he kept spinning it.
And he already knew it. They already knew. Like, that's October 18th he said that. I'm like, oh. And he was right then. How did he get in the game?
So, pretty good question. Astros starting rotation. Opening week. What is it? Verlander and Cole, we know. Those two are at the top. Does this change the way that they go about this offseason? Charlie Morton is going to be their third starter. I believe that they're going to sign him to a 2-year deal. Maybe 2 years, 20.
I don't know.
I'm going to go him. I'm going to go Valdez in the four hole, Josh James in
the
five
hole. What if you don't have Charlie? What if he ends up with the Nationals? What are you going to do?
Who, Charlie Morton?
Mm-hmm. That's a severe, you're down.
Did you know you were going to have Garrett Cole at this time last year? No.
No, but what I'm saying is they had to make a move to get him. You think they make a move? I mean, Forrest Whitley's going to be in this rotation. I think.
You do?
Yeah.
You think so?
A live arm, big time. There's really no reason not to have him, even if it's as a fifth.
Right.
Now's the time to get the young, explosive arm in there. You could try to move Peacock or Colin McHugh back in there, but you'd have to actually bring Peacock back.
Do you want the Peacockers on you right now? Is that what you want?
No, they'd love to see him back in the
rotation. You said move him.
No, move him into the rotation. Oh. Unless he leaves. Now, remember, he's a free agent.
And let's not forget McHugh.
No, that's what I said. Either one of those guys can
McHugh's
end up being.
Probably. But here's the thing is Josh James may come on and maybe you can't stop him.
You're going to Fromber.
Fromber Valdez played. Yeah. He pitched great.
Yeah, Fromber did. You know, you probably go in with Corbin Martin and Fromber and Forrest Whitley and I don't know who the other young pitchers are going to be.
Boy, that's a young rotation.
I think it's young and you let maybe two of them have a chance to win it. And yeah, you may have to add I don't think it's crazy that the Astros could go out and spend money on a Charlie Morton type who they try to rehabilitate through spin rate
They don't do that. The Red Sox do that. They grab their arms.
Oh no, I'm woke in this area. Baseball. I am baseball woke. When AJ Hinch goes, yeah,
baseball
we don't care.
And woke don't go. Together.
We don't want one more word mentioned about cheating and like I realized then is like.
Ooh.
Wait, you could bring this to Major League Baseball. And the Astros were like, no, we're good. Well, we're good. Let's not talk about this anymore.
Okay.
And then I saw videos of the Astros spraying sunscreen on their arms. And I'm like, okay, this is just a baseball thing where you're allowed to
change your grip. You guys were very indignant.
I was for a day.
When people were criticizing the Astros.
The
Red Sox were cheating and people were criticizing the Astros doing the same thing. You're like, what? No,
Trevor Bauer's a
By the way,
and then the video came out.
Did you see him yesterday?
I saw a tweet.
He can't believe he's not in the Cy Young.
And people are like, what?
And he wants to put himself ahead of Kluber, his teammate.
That was the unbelievable.
Oh my
God.
Okay, let's get Lanny in here because he's saving. You want to talk about saving people money?
Lanny does it, and Lanny does it on a regular basis. I saw this week's winners, and you know when you look at the winners list, for example, this week. The top winner is Dustin from Katy. He saved $3,214, and that's on home and auto insurance. You know, I know a lot of people, Lanny, are surprised about the homeowner's insurance savings and the auto insurance savings, but if you have a teen driver, number one, you could just have a ridiculous spike in car insurance. And the other thing is with home insurance, I don't think that the industry has caught up to the reduced price model yet because what you guys are doing right now is starting to blow everyone away. And that's why I tell people, if you text money to 232323, you're going to find out that in most cases, you guys are saving people money on homeowners insurance.
No, look, we really are. And we're saving people on home and auto a lot of times too. And really, you hit the nail on the head. The prices in this area have really come down. There's been a lot of, drama in our area in the last decade or so, but the prices have gotten a lot better. But then what people also tend to do is they tend to keep their auto insurance right where it is, and it's typically bundled with their home. And we start looking at those and treating them as separate elements, maybe with the same company, maybe as different companies. People get massive savings like Dustin's $3,200. Man, I could pay for a vacation with that.
Yeah, and it's not just that. Kizzy from Tomball saved $2,388 on her home and auto insurance. There's a lot of people saving like that. We've got the bills, and we've talked about the bills before, but I want to specifically focus right now, guys, on home and auto insurance. If you want a homeowner's quote, you can get it within seconds. Simply text money to 232323. Automated system texts you back. They ask your address. You send it, and within a few more seconds, you are going to have a quote in your homeowner's insurance, and by the end of the day, you will have potentially switched over. And here's another great thing. Guess what? You can get that prorated amount back. So even if you have homeowner's insurance coverage with someone else, like I did, Bill Advisor ended up getting me my prorated amount back, credited to my bank account. So make sure that you go with BillAdvisor.com or simply text money to 232323. Thanks, Lanny.
Be good, my friend.